This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Russia's President Vladimir Putin, after he was elected to another term in office, Putin says the war in Ukraine is still his priority, and that he considered trading dissident Alexei Navalny for prisoners were held in the West just days before Navalny died. Navalny's widow cast her protest vote in Germany. Here's the BBC's Danny Eberhard.
Yulia Navalny queued up to vote in the Russian embassy in Berlin. She said she'd written her late husband's name on the ballot. She's accused Mr. Putin of murdering him in an Arctic jail a month ago.
And the Kremlin denies that. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward the northeast coast, but no other details. In Haiti, violent gangs rule and are rejecting a push by the U.S. and others to establish a council to choose a new prime minister. Nearly 50 Americans have taken a charter flight out of Cap Haitian, Haiti, landing in Miami this afternoon, the BBC's Will Grant.
With the political vacuum continuing and the criminal gangs in control of most of the capital, this is a route out for some Americans, but Haitians are still stuck here to deal with the ongoing crisis.
Several U.S. officials tell CBS News there's optimism for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza soon. Talks resuming in Qatar today. California Democrat Adam Schiff tells CNN State of the Union that Israel needs to compromise to end the war.
We are Israel's most important ally. We recognize Israel's right to defend itself, but we also recognize the need for a two-state solution. That ultimately is the way to not only resolve this conflict, but prevent future conflicts from taking place.
Police in New Mexico have captured the man they say shot and killed a state police officer Friday. They say a convenience store clerk spotted him, and he was arrested this morning after a brief gunfight in Albuquerque. Residents are relieved and saddened.
It's just very sad. It's very tragic. The city needs a lot of healing. And the city needs a lot of love as well.
Time for Bracketology 2024. Reporter Erica Herskowitz has the scoop on the men's edition of March Madness.
The field of 68 is officially set for this year's NCAA tournament. And just a day after winning the Big East title, defending national champion UConn earned the number one overall seed. No surprise to head coach Dan Hurley, though.
We've been the best team in college basketball. Obviously, March Madness next week. Who knows what goes on there, but yeah, we've clearly been the best program in the country.
The second overall seed and top seed in the South is Houston. Purdue is the third top seed in the Midwest region. And North Carolina earned the fourth top seed and will play in the West region.
The women's tournament selections are being announced right now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activity aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 18, still a bit breezy out of the northwest. A little breezy for Monday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. A little warmer Tuesday, highs around 45 degrees. Still breezy, though. Sunny for Wednesday, breezy again, 32.
It's 24 right now.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Booyah! Welcome to Unlabeled, everyone. Yes, I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're going to have some fun with this show, everybody. What we're going to be doing with this next hour is playing 90s music. We are your 90s mixtape. You know, when you were a kid, or maybe you just get into 90s music now, that song that played in your headphones, that mix CD or mixtape that you made, that's what this show is all about, highlighting 90s music. If it was released in 1990 to 1999, we will play it. No matter the genre, no matter the style, no matter if it was a hit or not, we'll play it. And that's a big part of this show, everybody. Some of the things we'll be doing here is we'll be taking different themes from tape to tape, or I mean episode to episode. We'll feature soundtracks. We're huge in the 90s. We'll have a best of, kind of like class of 93, or like a specific year where we play highlights and the best songs from that particular year. And most importantly, we are taking your requests. Remember, if it was released between 1990 and 1999, we'll play it and we'll have some fun doing it. And as I started the show, we'll also throw in as much 90s slang as we can. Yeah, we're going to have some fun with that. We'll give you the 411 and these songs as well, because we're going to give you some random interesting facts involving some of the great music that we're going to be playing. So let me get out of the way and let's get to the music. And we're kicking things off, well, where music changed. Grunge. And the idea of that and how far that went. And you can't talk about that music without talking about Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, released September 10th in 1991 off of the album Nevermind. This comes to us from Fraser Lurie of LouderSound.com. The title was inspired by the Bikini Kill vocalist Kathleen Hanna, a friend of Cobain. She sprayed the phrase, "Kurt smells like Teen Spirit," on his wall. She was referring to the deodorant Teen Spirit. However, Cobain didn't know about this brand and thought it was a great anti-establishment rally cry. The lyric, "Here we are now, entertain us," was actually something Cobain regularly said when he went to parties. Here it is. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, on Unplugged here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
She's so Of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hooks a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some heat, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just slept a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chorus broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
To a whole new era, G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this.
blacked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Regulators, mount up! Regulate, Nate Dogg and Warren G from April 23rd, 1994, off the soundtrack Above the Rim, an amazing soundtrack. In a year, in a decade of great soundtracks, that one stands out. Good music that's going to stand out for you in a little bit. Daft Punk is coming up, along with some Faith No More, Tribe Called Quest, and plenty more coming up for you in the hour. Right now, let's give it away. We got the Red Hot Chili Peppers from their September 1991 album, Blood Sugar Sex Magik. The verse coming up that I'm going to tell you about, it refers to actor River Phoenix. He was a good friend of Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist John Frusciante, who died of a drug overdose in 1993. There's a river born to be a giver. Keep you warm, don't let you shiver. His heart is never going to wither. Come on, everybody, time to deliver. After River's passing, the Peppers wrote a tribute song to him called Transcending, which appears on their next album, One Hot Minute. Lead singer Anthony Kiedis drew inspiration for the song from the German singer Nina Hagen when he came across one of her jackets that he liked. She insisted he take it, explaining that giving stuff away creates good energy. Kiedis and Hagen had a brief dating relationship, and a lot of the give it away part of that interaction was brought to this song. Here it is, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away now on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I got, you gotta get it, put it in you. Feel it. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So
around the world.
A hit from 97, Around the World from the great Daft Punk. Before that, you heard my favorite band of all time, Living Color with Type from their 1990 album Time's Up. Got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. Faith No More, right now, the queen of R&B hip-hop, Mary J. Blige, Real Love, from her July 28th, 1992 release, What's the 411, right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I really want you to realize, I really want to put you on.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 18, still a bit breezy out of the northwest. A little breezy for Monday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. A little warmer Tuesday, highs around 45 degrees. Still breezy, though. Sunny for Wednesday, breezy again, 32.
It's 24 right now.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
You want.
Nothing Like the Real Thing, off the album of that name, Epic from Faith No More, January 29th, 1990, that release, really their first big hit, although Faith No More had a previous singer and had a great hit before with attached to the band, We Care a Lot. Great song if you get a chance to check it out. Right now, one of my favorite hip-hop bands of all time, and I know one of yours. It's an award tour from the from Tribe Called Quest featuring De La Soul. This was released October 19th, 1993, off the great album Midnight Mirage. Here's A Tribe Called Quest on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubines. Take off your coats, ladies act like gems. Sit down, Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JB's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questers who invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my is universal if you got knowledge of Polo or Delta myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back cause I'm wet. So run and tell the others cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
She's got a hand on the wheel of pain.
Liberation. She's got a paradise camouflage, like a whip crack sending me shivers. She's a pole gonna strip my notion, riding low in the drunken rivers. She's a
tell you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come?
One of the bigger hits we're going to play around here, Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden, released May 13th, 1994, off of the legendary album Super Unknown. The band Soundgarden got their name from a sculpture in Seattle called Soundgarden. Many of you may know that. Longtime speculation was that this song also got its name from another Seattle sculpture called Black Sun by a great artist, Izumu Nagachi. That piece is located in Volunteer Park. If you ever want to check it out, it's near the Space Needle and stuff. Chris Cornell stated in 2014 interview with Entertainment Weekly that the title came from something he heard on the news. He thought the anchor said Black Hole Sun, but really was saying something else. Cornell started thinking about the phrase and decided to write a song about it, as he felt it was a thought-provoking title. He wrote the lyrics first, then composed the music based on the images he came up with. Incredible singer, songwriter Chris Cornell, and a great band in Soundgarden. We're going to be playing more and more music like that as we're back next week with another episode of Unlabeled. Keep in mind, everybody, Director's Cut's not going anywhere, just on a hiatus for a little while. We'll be bringing that back. But for now, tag teaming with Seth Faces to Music that you can catch 6 to 8 every Sunday right here. We'll be having Unlabeled for you. Get us your requests, james.maleff@civicmedia.us, or direct message us on our Facebook pages. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.